The next pillar we're going to look at is Salah. Salah, the second pillar, means prayer. Sunni Muslims are required to pray at 5 set times during the day. The times are worked out from the times of sunrise and sunset, so they change slightly each day. Muslims refer to prayer timetables based on where they are in the world, so that they know the times are right. The times of the 5 prayers are Fajr, which is just before sunrise, Zuhr, just after midday, Asr, which is in the afternoon, Maghrib, which is just after sunset, and Isha, which is the night prayer. The first prayer is earlier in the summer than the winter because sunrise is earlier. This places demands upon Muslims, but is all part of the self-discipline required in submitting themselves to God. Now, in Shia Islam, they combine some of the prayers together, so they only pray 3 times a day. Shia Muslims combine the midday and afternoon prayers and the sunset and night prayer, so they only pray 3 times a day. Before a Muslim prays, they must do something called wudu. This is called ablution. This is to ensure that a Muslim is clean before they pray. Muslims follow detailed instructions in order to make sure they do this properly. These are outlined in the Quran. You who believe when you are about to pray, wash your faces and your hands up to the elbows, wipe your heads, wash your feet up to the ankles, and if required, wash your whole body. Mosques have 2 special rooms set aside for washing, one for men and one for women. Washing is generally done under running water rather than using a basin. If water is not available, for example, in a desert, a dry form of washing is allowed using sand or dust. When a Muslim prays, it's very important that they pray towards the right direction. When Muslims pray, they must face the holy city of Mecca. This means that all Muslims are physically and mentally focusing on one place associated with God, in the same way that all Muslims should focus every part of their lives on God. If the prayer is taking place in a mosque, this is easy to achieve. All mosques have a mihrab. This is a semi-circular niche built into the Qibla wall, which shows the exact direction of prayer towards Mecca from the mosque. Muslims face this in order to pray. If prayer is taking place anywhere outside a mosque, a special compass is used to show the direction of Mecca. These days, of course, also, Muslims may use their mobile phone to ensure they're facing the right way. When Muslims pray inside a mosque, many mosques have special carpets that look like separate rows of prayer mats facing the mihrab. This gives each person a suitable space to carry out their prayers properly. The prayers are led by an imam who is positioned at the front of the congregation, but also facing the mihrab. Men and women pray at the same time, but in separate spaces. They are either separated by a partition or curtain, or they pray in separate rooms. It is normal for the voice of the imam to be in the men's prayer room and then broadcast to the women's prayer room at the same time, so he can lead the prayers in the entire mosque. When Muslims pray, the daily prayers are made up of a number of rak'ah. In the Quran it says, "So woe to those who pray but are heedless of their prayer." This is a set sequence of actions and recitations. For example, the morning prayer is made up of 2 rak'ah and the night prayer is made up of 4 rak'ah. The rak'ah changes slightly depending on which prayer it is used in and whereabouts it occurs in the overall sequence. But it includes the following basic actions. While standing, Muslims recite the first chapter from the Quran. While bowing, Muslims say in Arabic, "Glory be to my Lord, who is the very greatest," 3 times. The bowing position shows they believe God to be great. Returning to an upright position, they make a recitation praising God. They then kneel with their forehead, nose, hands, knees and toes touching the floor. This is called prostration and shows complete obedience to God. They recite, "How perfect is my Lord the Most High." Muslims then sit while reciting, "God is the greatest," and after pausing for a few seconds, prostrate themselves once more while repeating, "God is the greatest." Once the required number of rak'ah is completed in a kneeling position, Muslims turn their face to the right and then to the left, reciting in Arabic, "Peace upon be upon you and the mercy and blessings of God." On Fridays, Muslims do something called the Jumu'ah prayer. This is considered to be very special. All male Muslims are expected to attend a mosque for this prayer, and women may do so if they wish. Once the prayer is complete, the Imam will deliver a sermon that reminds Muslims of their obligations and duties towards God. Although in England, Friday is not a day of rest, Muslims must, at some point during their day, leave their work or close their business in order to attend the Jumu'ah prayer and then return to work afterwards. Muslims are allowed to pray at home. They must perform wudu before they pray, but they do not need a special room in their home to pray. Provided the room is clean, it is suitable. Muslim women in particular can find it useful to pray at home, especially if they have children to look after. So why is prayer so important in Islam? Prayer has its own importance as one of the five pillars. However, for Muslims it is more than that. It is what God has commanded them to do. Prayer creates a greater awareness of God, which in turn motivates them to do God's will. A couple of quotes from the Quran include around prayer. "Your Lord says, call on me and I will answer you." It also says, "Believers, when the call to prayer is made on the day, hurry towards the reminder of God and leave off your trading."